The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Are you tired of your hands always ripping on bars? Do you have wrist irritation on strap bar? Or do you find yourself kicking in the Uchenko mat after each vault? Head over to gymkiwis.com for all your solution needs. Our products are unique to gymnastics with the athlete in mind and takes the stress off the coaches. Use code R5INSIDER for a 15% discount on all products. Check out gymkiwis.com today.
Do you or someone you know have dreams of competing in college gymnastics? Whether you're after a Division I college scholarship or wanting to walk on to a college club team, full-out collegiate recruiting has proven results. Owners Huda Gabishian and Wendy Campbell have designed a thorough program that includes top-notch education, personal advice, and media support to elevate their clients' exposure to the college coaches. Schedule a free consultation at fulloutrecruit.com. Use Region 5 in the message box to receive 20% off the startup fee. Again, Region 5 in the message box to receive 20% off the startup fee. Go to fulloutrecruit.com and schedule that free consultation today.
Tide, when Bama's in the Coleman mob, roll it like a tide, roll it like a tide, roll it like a tide. When the Spartans try to get at you, tumble like a tide, tumble like a tide, tumble like a tide. And when Makari hits the floor, drop it like a tide, drop it like a tide. We got week one over and done, so take a seat. We coming in real. Hold up. Hope you're ready for the next episode of the R5 College Salute.
And here we are, week one done. And what an exciting weekend of gymnastics as it was to open the 2023 NCAA season. Welcome back to the College Salute podcast, the place you go for all you need to know about how our Region 5 alums are doing during their NCAA careers. You know Kim, of course, she is ready to talk floor. And I'm Jason, who will remind her there is tumbling. We are excited that there were 18 freshman or sophomore Region 5 alums making their debuts in week one. But before we release our inner Sierra Brooks and rock our full out coverage of week one, we need to thank Full Out Recruiting, as well as TumbleTrack, our two loyal podcast sponsors.
TumbleTrack, more reps, less stress, twist, turn, tumble longer and stronger with TumbleTrack. Train smart.
And Full Out Recruiting. They are focused on helping their clients reach their college gymnastics goals with resources and guidance to athletes, coaches, and parents through the college recruiting process. They go full out to make the experience a fun and productive one. Thank you to TumbleTrack and Full Out Recruiting for your continued support of the College Salute podcast and the Region 5 Insider. Well, before we get into content in our Fab 5, 15, 372, Kim makes the list, you know, Kim, your little rap there, that was quite interesting. Where was that inspiration from for this week's intro?
Well, the inspiration for this week's rapping intro was Makari Daggett's floor routine, her music. It just inspired me this week. So while I was watching her routine, I jotted down that little rap. So that's where it came from this week was Makari's floor routine.
What a great floor routine it was. We'll talk a little bit about it. Mentioned on our preview that she has changed her last pass to hopefully keep her a little more healthy because, as we heard on the telecast, her goal is to actually make it in all four events in the all-around this season in her senior year. So that'll be exciting. But as we start our podcast for season one, our first one of the season, Fab 5. You don't have 15. We only have 6. So we're making progress. We're getting closer, Kim. We're getting closer. Who's on our Fab 5 list this week?
Don't get too excited with my 6 because this is going to be a rarity, I'm sure. But number one on our list is Fisk. And it is all deserving that they are number one since they made their inaugural college debut at the Super 16 meet. This is the first year of their program, first meet ever in their history, and it was amazing to watch them go out and compete their first ever meet, and they just, history-making moment. The girls got emotional. People watching got emotional. I know I got emotional watching them compete their first meet. It was just amazing from start to finish, from the first athlete that took the floor to the last athlete. It was just amazing. And then just some highlights from them. Morgan Price's 9.9 vault stuck cold. She won vault for them in that session, scoring 9.9 with her stuck full. And then their floor lineup is just so amazing. Every floor routine, these are going to be some viral floor routines this season, and I can tell this team is just going to be sensational on the floor. Zaya Alexis, she is going to be a standout on floor for this team, and if you have not seen her routine or any of their floor routines, y'all better go and watch Fisk and keep an eye on them, because just amazing. And their Leo was on point, by the way.
What a way to start their program, too, on a college, like, big stage of the Super 16 the first year, but also on podium. And then next week, they head to Michigan for another, you know, big meet. Yeah. So, I mean, their first 2 weekends of their program history. Wow, that's a way to get started in college gymnastics, that's for sure.
And then number two on our list here, because, of course, Trinity Thomas is going to score a 10 on beam in the first week, because why not? Let's just be real there. So, number two, Trinity and her 10, of course. And then number three, Suni's farewell season, as we've all heard, and she scored a 10 on beam as well. But as we all heard, Suni is making this her last season to concentrate on elite and train for the Olympics. So enjoy it, Suni, and let's enjoy Suni in college.
Yeah, I hope she takes, you know, obviously this season seriously and is excited about competing in college, because I didn't get that feel from the interviews and some of the talk at the Super 16. So I hope she's taking it like she actually wants to be there, because she's a phenomenal gymnast. She's doing great gymnastics. I love the bar routine that she's selected to do, at least in week one. Who knows how many we'll see as the weeks go on. Aerial layout on beam. I mean, she's throwing good skills, which is good because she's trying to keep them up, I guess. But I just hope she's in it for the right reasons. That's all.
I agree. So, number four, Super 16 meet. Just in general, the meet in general, I really love this concept and this idea, and, you know, and it's up on podium, and it's bringing just a bunch of teams together. So I think this is a fun meet, and I just want to just say there's just this meet in general. I just think this is a great meet and a great way to start off the season. So just the Super 16 meet in general. Number five is the Cal Bear Head, because why not? I just love that they have this big bear head as their, most teams have like a stick crown or like a necklace, sunglasses. No, Cal has a big, enormous bear head. I mean,
it's cool. It's funny. I think it's fantastic. And they put it on, and Andy put it on after, I think it was Bars or no, it was Beam, I think, or something. One of the events, I remember what it was. She put it on and she's like, she took it off almost immediately. It's like, it's probably hot as heck in that thing. Like, you can't probably even see anything. It's cool, though. It is kind of funny.
You don't want to mess up the
that
dew,
buns,
the hair.
Dew. Yes. But I just don't know. You could put the necklace on. I just don't know how they could hold that bear head on to the next person. What happens if they don't stick for like two rotations? That bear head has to stay on. You have to compete with it on because, you know, no one has stuck yet.
So. I think it'd be funny, though. Like, just, like, put the bear head on and just be like, I don't know.
It is cool.
I love it.
It is,
I think,
cool,
the bear head's hilarious. You can buy them at, like, Walmart. They have all kinds of different things. I think it's
great. Oh, I know you can. I know you can. That's why I know they're hot, because we put them on in Walmart, ran around. My daughter Jory and I have done that. Yes, we do that Walmart at midnight. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, seems pretty legit to me.
Yes.
Number six. The BYU Barbie Girl Floor Routine by Rebecca Ripley. Oh, my God. This floor routine, hilarious. She is also the gymnast that did, I believe she did the Mario floor routine a couple years ago. This floor routine is fantastic. And if you have not seen this floor routine, y'all need to go watch this floor routine. She literally moves like Barbie. And the beats in the music are perfect. I don't even know. This is the best floor routine I've ever seen. And I have an athlete who this floor routine would be perfect for her, because it's her personality as well. This floor routine is so funny. I love this floor routine. I think it's great.
Oh my God. I saw this on Twitter, and I was just scrolling to catch up anything and see if there's any news or anything that I hadn't seen. And I saw the video that they had the small clip of the part, I think it's before her second pass, and the part where she shakes her butt, like to the music, that little very Barbie doll weight, shake. And I was like, holy cow, I have to see this whole routine. So I found it on YouTube, watched it on YouTube. It is hysterical. It is awesome. I mean, it is cool. I mean, they really did fit the whole Barbie theme into that floor routine. Good tumbling too, but this routine, I almost negate the tumbling because the actual choreography and just the theme and how they choreographed this routine, I love it. It was funny. It was really good. It was definitely.
Well, I love that you sent it to me, and I'm like, I've already seen it. It's on the list. Like, it's done.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't understand why I didn't think you'd have already seen this routine. No, it's funny. So if you haven't seen it, go ahead and check it out. It's BYU, and it's on YouTube. What's her name again?
Rebecca Ruppley, something. She went last. It's on Super 16. She's in the sixth spot. She's their last competitor. She has a knee brace. But I'm sure if you just Google it, it'll come up because it's viral right now. So.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed that routine when I was watching it, because I saw it on Twitter when I was looking and then went on YouTube to find it. So it's really cool, really fun. The excitement we see week in and week out in college gymnastics is what makes it fun. Makes it fun to watch. You know, we talk about the Barbie routine, just seeing those type of things. It's fun. You don't see that a lot in club gymnastics. So that's what's so cool about college. No one gets more excited about college gymnastics than the great Olivia Karras. Olivia is always looking for those big, memorable routines, those drop-in stuck landings, and of course, the celebrations. This season, Olivia is watching for the standouts each week. The next viral routine, possible? We'll see. Here is Region 5 alum Olivia Karras with Karras Kickover Week 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 1 of Karras Kickover for the 2023 NCAA Gymnastics season. My name is Olivia Karras, former University of Michigan Wolverine and current gym nerd. I am here to share with you my top moments from Region 5 alums during the NCAA season in 2023. This year, I'm going to be presenting one athlete, maybe two, most likely, each week that I think had the best routine for numerous reasons. Not necessarily the highest score or anything, but have to do with their personal struggle and battle with injury or a comeback story that's really exciting. And two, my top celebration from the past weekend of gymnastics. Celebrations are some of my favorite parts of NCAA gymnastics, and I want to highlight those. First off, my top routine of the week is the great Nikki Smith from Michigan State. Overall, Nikki had an amazing meet as the Spartans opened up their season at Alabama. But in particular, her floor routine is so stunning. The tumbling is beautiful. The leaps are gorgeous. And not to mention, ESPN already posted about it on Twitter and across their socials. So Nikki Smith may be our viral floor routine of 2023, and I'm not mad about it. And my top celebration of the week also comes from an athlete from the state of Michigan, and that is the great Sierra Brooks. Sierra started her season off with a very uncharacteristic fall on beam, but she went over to vault in the third rotation at the Super 16 meet and stuck her Yurchenko 1.5 cold. But my favorite part about it is that she said when she landed, you can see her mouth go, yes. That's what I love to see, seeing an athlete nail their vault in warm-up and then do a carbon copy in competition and celebrate their amazing success. That's it from week one. Give me a shout if you think that there were other routines and celebrations that topped your list, and can't wait to chat next week.
Thanks again, Liv. And yes, we are on the Nikki Smith viral bandwagon for sure. Kim and I have always said college gymnastics has her name all over it, and she already in week one has proven us right. And that full out from Sierra was smoking. Love how she just drops it in after one of the best full outs in the country, by the way. She has one of those. We look forward to hear who stands out for Liv in week two for sure. Just a quick reminder of some of the new rule changes for 2023 that we did talk about on our preview show. The one thing you did happen to see, I'm sure, are the new vault lines that are on the vault mats in college. These are to visual aid for the judges to evaluate distance and orientation on landings for the judges. Unlike elite, there are no flat-out deductions, as we mentioned, but there's up to a 3/10 deduction, 3/10 of a point deduction for landing based on those lines. So there's no, like, you step out, it's a full tenth, or both feet out, 3/10, that type of thing, like elite. So it's just kind of a guiding point for the judges to kind of separate vaults and help so we don't have, like, a 19-way tie for, you know, a 9-9. And beam, we've already seen it because, of course, we had to. No more full twist dismounts out of aerials. I think that's the biggest, like, change. We watch beam. There are a little bit more variety, although we still see 1.5s. Did see a couple double fulls. The double full is now a D in college, so you're going to see a few of those. Sierra Brooks has made a change to a double full off beam. So, but you see a lot of cartwheel gainer fulls, backhandspring gainer fulls again, things like that, because it has to be a C. The dismount must be a C or better. It can't be a skill leading into it that gives you that C credit. So definitely a big change we've already seen in week one. Well, as we mentioned on our preview, that we're having a little bit of a fun little thing this week, this year, called the Region 5 University. And let me explain. Region 5 University is, we're going to take three different meets from each in particular week. And we're going to try to do it one MAC meet, one Big Ten meet, and one wild card. This week, we used the MSU-Alabama meet. Saturday's Super 16, so we could use both sessions of Super 16. And then the NIU versus Bowling Green meet. And we put those scores together, take up the top five scores, and we see how Region 5 athletes would rank with the rest of the country. And just to break it down really quick, vault, our top vaulters, we had some big vaulters. Sierra Brooks on vault. That year, Chinka 1.5 was gorgeous.
Lawn dart, hello.
Makari, 9-9 on a year, Chinka 1.5. Good to see her in the vault lineup. You know, she's in there occasionally, but sometimes with injuries, she, you know, ends up only being on bars. So it's good to see her back in the lineup. Nice year, Chinka 1.5. Gabby Stevens, year, Chinka full. I've never seen someone who can stick that vault so consistently and do get a 9-9 on that full, like, every meet. She has, like radar for the floor on her vault. Probably one of the highlights for me this week would be freshman debut of Sage Kellerman. Huge handspring front pike half. We've seen it many, many times. 9-9 in her first college vault.
And you know what? The one thing that got me, though, she's using a regular board. And when I say regular, I mean like the basketball board, not the carpet board. And I had so many questions. I was like, Sage, you're using not the carpet board. And then I was like, ready to call Joe and be like, Joe, she's not using the carpet board.
Okay, I know that story. You should probably give a little bit of our listeners who have absolutely no idea, one, who Joe is, or two, you know, the carpet board story. Okay. Because.
Okay. So here's some background for everyone playing along at home who's not from Michigan. So Sage hails from All American Flames. And they always use the carpet board, you know, the Stratum AAI carpet board, because that's what they have. So every meet ever is used the carpet board, and they fully load the carpet board, okay? Every spring, all 26 springs in the carpet board. And nobody ever uses it. So I always thought for years and years and years that All American Flames was bringing their own board to these meets because nobody ever used it with 27 springs in the board. And so I was like, Joe Scheibel from All American Flames. I was like, do you bring your own board to this meet? And so the running joke at every meet was that they bring their own board, right? And so I'd always like see people at meets using this board, even if they weren't there. And I would take pictures of the carpet board and send it, like, hey, I'm protecting your board, or hey, this team's using your board. And, you know, they'd send pictures back, be like, nope, this is my board. My board's here. So for me, it's always weird when I see anybody from All American Flames or whatever using not the carpet board. So the fact that Sage now is vaulting and not using the carpet board is just so weird for me. But hey, she used the non-carpet board, the basketball board, and she got a 9-9. She did pretty good without the carpet board, but it's still weird. So.
Yes. I don't think you're going to be seeing Sage using the carpet board any longer in her career.
I don't think so, but still. I had so many questions.
That is funny, though. But yes, a 9.9 in her first college meet is just awesome. And she made our list as we had the MSU-Alabama meet on our list. And then Gabby Wilson, a 9.875, a nice Yurchenko 1.5. She is, like I said, she has gotten so much better with just her positioning on her landings on this vault, and it's a lot more consistent. Yeah. So a little bit of a not a stumble, a little bit of shuffle back or forward, sorry, out of it. But 9.875. So a total of 49.525 on vault. So we did pretty well on vault. On bars, Andy Lee. That routine's going to score a 10. It's going to score a 10. 9.975 this week. Absolutely beautiful routine. It's so gorgeous. I wish she would do more difficulty because she can. But oh, beautiful Pack Salto. Beautiful Shaposh half. Or it's actually Maloney half. And then a nice blindfold double tuck. So beautiful routine. But Gabby Paria, another. It is a Van Leeuwen, yes. But I never say names because I can never think of them when I'm trying to think of them. Gabby Paria, 9.9 on bars. Pretty much the exact same routine, except for a double layout, you know, as Andy, 9.9. Makari Doggett, of course. She's always on these lists for bars. She's 9.9 pretty much every... If Gabby Stevens gets a 9.9 on vault a lot, Makari is the same on bars, like 9.9 all the time. Beautiful Tkachev pack, double layout, stuck. And then Natalie Hamp. I love when Natalie Hamp breaks into this group because she deserves it, and she is just as good. Tkachev, huge Tkachev, and then, of course, her nice blindfold double layout, which she got a good landing on, pretty stuck landing on her blindfold double layout as well for NIU. So 9.9 on that list, 49.625. That's like Michigan's bar score at the Super 16. Balance beam, the debut of... good old Faith Torres. But something's missing, Kim. What is Faith not doing on balance beam?
Her tuck full.
A standing full that Faith can do in her sleep, not in the routine anymore. And it's kind of sad. I was waiting for it. I'm like, oh, she put it in the middle. She put it at the end. Nope.
Don't you remember when I said if she doesn't do the tuck full, we're going to...
And they put it in their social media too. Like they put that video in their social media, and it's not in the
ring. Ring, ring. Hey, KJ.
Kim is calling KJ right now. But beautiful aerial layout step out. Nice double tuck. Very nice double tuck. And she
KJ's
doesn't want to talk to you.
KJ's not
9.9 on balance beam.
I'm gonna call Anastasia West.
She'll make the change.
Had to get it in there.
Very exciting for Aubrey Nick from Iowa, 9.9 on beam. She's a very good beam worker, but I feel like hasn't necessarily broken into. I think she has had some 9.9s in the past, but I just doing a 9.9 in the first weekend and up there in the podium and that big stage. I'm excited for Aubrey, and she's in three events: bars, beam, and floor. Walk on, not a scholarship athlete. Walk on, so cool, so awesome. So another, 9.9 for Region 5 there on beam. And Andy Lee, 9.85. She went back to her old dismount. I was kind of disappointed. She's doing her tuck full. Suck it. But she's doing her tuck full off the end of the beam, the very end of the beam, instead of the nice gainer layout, step out, swing through gainer full. I thought it was really cool. I'm not really sure why they changed that because I thought it was awesome. But maybe she was having problems sticking it or it was just, you know, I don't know. I'll have to ask Liz about that because I like that dismount. But 9.85 on beam. Another one from the Northern meet hopped in here. Brooklyn Sears. Brooklyn Sears, very solid on beam. Beam and bars. She's actually only doing bars and beam right now. She's had lots of like leg issue injuries. And very solid on balance beam. Very strong beam worker. And that 9.85 I know will help Northern a lot this year. But she made our list of top beam workers, top five beam workers from these three meets for Region 5. And then Gabby Steven. Gabby Steven, 9.85 as well. Round off double full. There's the new D dismount. Perfect kickover front layout. Absolutely lovely. My favorite skill. I think one of my favorite skills. You know, the side summit is my favorite. I think that skill of Gabby's is probably my second favorite skill in all of college gymnastics. I don't know about your thoughts, but.
I mean, I like it.
I'm sure you have more. You like the floor routines that you can't get away from dance and choreography. I just think it's cool. No one does that. I don't think anyone in the nation does a kickover front layout or what's it called? I call it kickovers, but I know they're not called kickovers.
You know what I would really like to see more of? Corbett's on beam. Where's that? It's worth a lot.
There is one that almost does one, but as a mount, not quite one. But we'll talk about Helen again in a little bit. But 49.35 on balance beam. Not too bad. No. 49.35. And then on floor, Faith Torres, 9.95. We didn't get to see it. Very disappointed.
Yeah.
Like to see what she's doing. Probably double layout and front to double back. But I think I just more curious on what she's doing for her routine. Because, you know, she used to do the TikTok floor routine in club. A lot of the TikToks and stuff. So
I would like to see this floor routine.
Hopefully we'll get to see it. Sierra Brooks, I'm gonna give her props. I thought this was a much better performance routine than when I saw her routine at their quad exhibition meet. 9.95, a very nice full in, front to double back. Much better performed up on the stage there.
Just like last year, I think it just, as the season progresses, it'll just keep getting better and better because it's new. In terms of performance, she'll just keep getting better and better like she did last year.
I have the same thoughts for Skyla Schulte on floor. I told Kim when I saw this, I liked Skyla's routine better last year. Sorry, Elena. I do, Alina. But I did really like this routine. Like, I think she really, like, played to the Alabama crowd, and I think she, you know, it was a good routine. It's growing on me, but I like last year's routine. The ending of last year's routine was phenomenal, and this one's just not quite there. But I like it. I do like it. And like I said, same thing. Better than the Michigan State meet the Spartans or whatever it was, meet that I saw the routine.
I think I agree. I think the performance of this routine, again, was better than the performance of the first one. I instantly loved last year's. I think this one will grow on me. But I think the performance of this one was definitely better than the first one. In the last meet, I just didn't hear the music well enough or whatever. I think I just need to watch it maybe more in person. So when I go to the U of M MSU meet, need to be in person and see it.
Another Michigan State Spartan on the list, Gabby Stevens. Gabby has made some changes in terms of her tumbling, not just including her floor routine. Her floor routine's new because, of course, they always are. But I shouldn't say they always are because there are some schools that use it 2 years in a row. But Gabby's routine, she has a front to double pike and ends with a front double full this year. I can't remember if she did do that, make that switch in the year. I'm now thinking and second-guessing myself because I know she started off with front double full punch front and then, like, not sure if they kept that and they switched it to this. So I may be just talking and not even really making any sense because of the fact that she could have done that last year. And I don't remember. But anyway, nice front to double pike and front double full.
I couldn't tell you what she tumbled. Ever.
But it's good. But I like this routine. This routine's good. Gabby just has that personality. It's kind of like slow but fast but moving but slow. It's kind of cool. I don't know. I don't know my thoughts.
Her,
it's kind of
her facial expressions in it, like she hit beats and beats, and then there's a moment in the camera she like pierces her soul with my eyes. I was like, ooh, Gabby, ooh, and it was so intense.
Do you mean pierces her soul with her eyes? Your soul with her eyes, not your eyes.
Whatever.
Yes, you meant that.
My soul was being pierced. She was like staring into my soul. Let me tell you.
It was a cool routine. It was cool.
My note here is Gabby, star, floor, damn. That's all it took. That's my note.
That's all it took.
Yeah.
That's your note. That's all it took. No, it's cool. You guys, if you didn't see this routine, you should check it out because it's different.
My other note over here is Gabby, star power. Damn. I have a lot of damn.
Yes. 9.9, awesome routine. Great job. Beautiful front double full last pass.
I did watch that tumbling pass, and it is so high and so long and so tight. Like, she probably could have twisted a little more because she kind of goes up, double fulls, and just still has like lots of time to come down.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
She could have
really
triple nice. Fulled. She could have been like up, triple full, down. Front triple full, how cool would that be? Gabby.
We've only seen that like once or twice. Actually, the person in college that did it, I believe, is at Iowa State.
Yeah, they are.
But that sounds familiar. Yes. But then, yes. And then Andy Lee is our last with 9.9. This routine is very interesting because like the way they describe it, it doesn't quite, I don't know. It says, what did they say? Like balletic or graceful to like hip hop. kind of has hip hop mixed in with all of it. But even though the end of it, I guess, is fully hip hop, but I don't know. I don't remember how the commentary exactly explained her routine. And I think that was Dana, actually, Dana Dobransky.
Dana Duckworth.
Sorry, we're a Region 5 podcast, so I'm going back. You know, when she was a Region 5 athlete and an Alabama athlete. You're right, Dana Duckworth.
I mean, you're not.
But
wrong.
I like this routine. No, I'm not wrong. But I don't know. It's kind of Andy's style, regardless. I mean, this is kind of the routines Andy likes. These are Andy's. You know, the more of the where you see her lines, and she likes to, you know, have the leg kick around and into a split, or, you know, just the movements that she likes. And the ending is pretty much the same as last year. No back tumbling still. Kind of disappointed because she can full in. She can double pike very nicely, double tuck. You know, but her front double full is nice. Her 1.5 front layout, nice cartwheel layout step out. I love them when they do that to get that back skill in the routine. But I like this routine. 9-9 for Andy.
I just love anything Andy does. She's just beautiful. It's like poetry in motion. Fan. Just a fan. Just love when she does floor. She could do a floor routine to the ice cream truck, she could do it to like two bugs rubbing their legs together. It's fine. Just snap and it, I don't care. She's great to watch doing anything.
Well, on that note, Andy, a 9-9 on floor to wrap it up. 49.6 on floor, which gave us a total of 198.1. 198.1 would lead the country this year right now. Top score. Top score right now is OU at 197.925 from the Super 16. 197.925. Of course, Faith scores counted in that, but 198.1 from these athletes. That's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
Go Region 5 so University.
We'll continue doing this because it's fun. We get to talk about those athletes particularly, and then you know, break it down, show, see how they did and how we would have done if that was our team. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. And next week, our three meets that we can choose from are Western Michigan at Illinois State. Get some big MAC competition in there. Ball State, Townsend, University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, we have a few there, at Rutgers. So that's going to be an interesting one. We've got some on each of those teams, I believe. And then Bowling Green, Texas Women's University, Illinois at Arizona. So we got a very interesting group of meets to break down for the Region 5 University next week. Some athletes that we necessarily may not talk about very much that we'll get to see, and hopefully we'll see how these athletes stand up to our Region 5U and see where they would place within the week. So really quickly, just to mention, since they weren't the part of the actual, you know, team placings, though, Maddie Walagora, I like her floor routine. Her floor routine is really nice. It's a really nice routine. She always seems to, yeah, it's a really good routine. Her nice front layout, front double full, which is, she's done for years, is awesome. But Maddie's doing three events for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Didn't do vault, but very, very nice floor routine. I really enjoyed watching her on floor this weekend.
I love the personality of her floor routine. Like, it matches her personality for sure. And it's like her sassy cute. I call it sassy cute because she always has like that type of floor routine, like sassy, but like cute, but sassy. You know what I'm saying?
And yes, I do. I don't know if Delaney's bar routine is sassy cute or not, but Delaney had a very nice bar routine, Delaney Harkness. Yeah. Very nice ginger. Another standout bar routine for Michigan State. Wanted to point that one out. And Naya Smith. It was awesome that Naya's in like three events. So cool. And it's so cool to see with, you know, Nikki on the team, and which we haven't talked about, but we're going to in a little bit. Just cool to see Naya out there doing three events for Michigan State, which is really, really cool.
Naya and Nikki back together on a team is just like everything. Is everything. Oh, my God. I love that they are back together. It's fantastic. Naya's floor team. Oh, my. To open with Naya on floor and to end with Nikki on floor is like everything my dreams are coming to have come true.
You know what we need to do is we need to have an interview. We'll do like a quick one with the two of them.
Yes, we should. But oh my God,
we should.
Them two together though is like, I love that floor. They bookend it. They like bookend each other. my dream just came true in that floor lineup, because like her Naya floor routine is just like so much personality and so much hype. And then to end with Nikki, so much personality, so much hype. I was just like, yes, yes, yes.
So we're all about the Naya Nikki situation going on at Michigan State this year, and we look forward to more of that as the season goes on. But those are some of the standouts that didn't quite make the lineup for our Region 5U this week that were, you know, fun to watch at Alabama.
Designed by coaches, trusted by pros, loved by athletes. TumbleTrack has been helping athletes train smart for over 35 years. TumbleTrack has some great gear for the new year that can have your future NCAA champion sticking like Sierra, tumbling like Torres, and hitting handstands like Hamp, all without breaking the bank or your couch. To check out all of TumbleTrack's amazing at-home products and to learn how to save big in 2023, head over to www.tumbletrack.com. That's www.tumbletrack.com. And remember, more reps, less stress, twist, turn, tumble longer and stronger with TumbleTrack. Train smart.
Let's wrap up our 9-9 notebook. And Ellie Lazari. Ellie Lazari is back from her Achilles tendon issue last year.
Her issue
with her Achilles. She had an issue. It's called torn. Beautiful layout on beam, like always. Awesome beam routine. Stuck 1.5.
I love her finger flicking choreography.
Does she do the pops too when she does that? Hope that came out on the audio. That is phenomenal. I'm not too sure about that white Leo though. But anyway.
Okay.
Another 9-9 on floor. Sydney Washington from Pitt.
Her floor routine is chest popping fantastic.
We're not getting the facial expressions as well on that video that I was sent, but I need to see this routine again.
Does she kick? On the big screen. Does she kick somebody? Because I need.
Yeah, that's what I want to know too. Yes.
Kicking.
Exactly. I had that.
Like the one school that kicks the person, the guy flies back. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Hello, because if you're not kicking somebody, Sydney, can you kick somebody? Can we get somebody on the sidelines to be kicking? Also, yeah, I need facial expressions because I know what the facial expressions are just from watching her JO routines. Yes. And all the chest popping choreography, girl, get it. Yes.
She's a performer, that's for sure. So
yes.
9-9 all around for Sydney too. That's pretty cool. She's doing it at Pitt for sure. And we'll definitely have her on the podcast. Maybe alumni conversation this year. We'll see. She'd be fun. My favorite, you know, going into last year's season that we got to see, and she's just continuing to knock it out of the park. Linda Zavitt at Iowa, 9.925, her souk full, stuck it cold, lots of energy, ran down. I think she almost fell off the podium high-fiving her teammates. She was electric, energized. It was awesome.
Yeah.
This 9.95, I know you are glad to be is back on the floor for the Ohio State Buckeyes. And that, of course, would be Claire Gagliardi. I will now be quiet as Kim tells you all about Claire Gagliardi.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, I have been waiting for this moment. I used her in our little Facebook, Instagram, whatever, social media post, because I have been waiting for this floor routine. Let me tell you, if you have not seen this floor routine, you're missing out. This is like the national anthem of Ohio. Like, she is like the Ohio representative for the entire state of Ohio. The Ohio State. Yeah. Claire Gagliardi, you need to be on every poster. You need to be in every Ohio State commercial. Like, when Ohio State is doing their, like, come to our school, please call Claire and let her represent you. Because her floor routine is like the Ohio State University, like, hello. She has like the hang on, Stoopy, hang on, whatever. That's like their thing. And she has like the OSU fight song. And it's like, if she's not bleeding Buckeye red or whatever. I don't even...
Scarlet.
Whatever the color is. I don't know. Red. If she's not bleeding old Buckeye, I don't even know what. Because let me tell you.
I remember when she talked about this routine and that we were going to be excited to watch it when we had her on as an alumni conversation this past summer. And we're like, you know, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. I'm like, okay, you know, we've liked your last routines. It's so cool. I mean, it's just Claire. It's Claire Fitz. It's just, Claire is just fun to watch. I do have a comment though. And I'm going to say, and it has nothing to do with the choreography. It has to do with her first pass. I don't know if she has an ankle issue. I don't think she does because her double back at the end of the routine has no mats. But that sting mat there, you are trying to get to that sting mat and that layout, Rudy, which is usually very, very nice, did not look very nice to me. I would like to see a little bit bigger. Get that mat out of there. Land it so you don't have to worry about a mat. And then make the whole routine great. That was your 9.95. You get out of 10.
So wait a minute. I didn't even notice there was a sting mat anywhere. Okay? The fact that... There was a sting mat.
We know you don't notice tumbling passes. We noticed that. What did she just do? Did she leap down the... How did she get over there? I don't understand. She was in this corner. Now she's over there. I don't get it.
You're like, there's a sting mat. I have to go back and watch it because I'm like, what do you mean there's a sting mat? Where?
Yeah, she uses a mat. Maybe it was in a 4-incher. I don't remember, but there's a mat there. And I feel like she's trying to get to that mat or land on that mat, and it's just it wasn't as big as she can usually make it. So hopefully she's just resting an injured ankle or something, but she didn't use it for a double back, so I don't know. But that was my only complaint is that routine.
I'm too busy singing the Hang On, Soupy, Hang On, whatever that thing is. I know the song, but... and. Making sure she has the Claire spin. I'm looking for the real things that we need to be concerned about, you know? Not the tumble.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, she does. She does have her Claire spin. That is for sure. I think she knew. She probably knew. No, Kim needs my Claire spin, so I got to keep it in.
That
she even said she always
call.
Puts it in. She always puts it in. Yeah.
No, that floor routine is fantastic, and how she performs it. Oh my God! I live for a Claire floor routine. Like literally, if. Oh my God, her doing a fifth year was like the greatest gift anybody could give me.
There you go, Claire. You gave Kim the best gift of her life.
Thank you. My birthday is on Thursday. It was the best birthday present ever, other than my zebra cake that's coming from Jason.
And another one that you are probably, you know, excited to see back, that would be Helen Hugh. Back from her ACL injury last year. 9.925 on bars. Beautiful.
Time out.
Yes.
Helen Hughes had an ACL injury, but Ellie Lazari's was just an Achilles issue.
Had an issue. Yes. It's an ACL injury and an Achilles issue. No. Anyway, yeah. 9.925 on bars. Beautiful piked Takachev to a pack. And then 9.95 on beam, her front area. I know you're going to talk about her mount, and I know we like her mount. It's great. It's different. No one else does it. But her front aerial is just so crisp. I mean, it was just so smooth. And I don't know. I love watching Helen. I always have. We always have watched Helen on beam and bars, and I'm always just jaw dropped. Just stare and watch. Can't comment.
She's another one that, like Andy, everything Helen does is beautiful. Another one that don't mess with her signature things. And I'm a happy camper. She does her beautiful flexibility things and her beautiful different dismounts. And she keeps doing the different mounts that I enjoy very much. And she keeps changing them and backflipping onto the beam and bending her body parts in ways that humans shouldn't be able to bend their body parts. Now, I know she had an ACL issue, injury, whatever we're calling it. But can we do floor again soon? I would love to see the swan dive backwards things. I loved watching her on floor, but she's another one. She's just poetry in motion. I just don't understand how you bend your body in those ways. She's just beautiful.
Yeah, just do all the front tumbling. Do a front tumbling passes, then just do a cartwheel layout step out.
And then that backwards swan dive that makes you go.
And that back dive. Right.
That thing.
Right. Or actually, that backwards swan dive might count as a backflip. Oh, no, I think you have to land on your feet. Never mind.
I mean, so hit your chest first, roll.
But anyway, she can have it in her routine. Yes, she can have it in her routine.
She's just gorgeous. And that toe point, my God.
Well, as we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, we had 17 freshman debuts and one sophomore debut. And that one sophomore, unfortunately, as of recording the podcast, I've yet to see videos of her, and I'm very sad about it. But hopefully we'll be able to see them soon, or at least see Ella Cesario in action on the coverage, some point in coverage of Cal at some point in time. 9825 on vault and 9875 on bars. I'm sure that bar routine was awesome because her bar work is phenomenal. She has huge Ray, and she has Jaeger as well. So I don't know what she's using, but just beautiful to watch. And I'm excited to see Ella back. She was injured, then she was sick last year, and so she never really got in the lineup, unfortunately. But we're excited to see her back, and hopefully someday we'll actually get to see video of her. But athletes we did get to see, Savannah Miller did floor. I believe she was first on floor, if I'm not mistaken. The leadoff on floor. I could be wrong where she went. But 9-8 on floor. No full in, but she's getting her feet wet in the sport in college gymnastics. Nice double pike. But cool. It's good. Great to see Savannah out there.
Yeah, Savannah on floor. I was very excited to see her floor. Her floor team was very nice. It was fun. Good music. Great. She tumbled. She did double pike.
She did do double pike.
And a 1.5. Hopefully full in some point. Front layup.
See, you do watch tumbling sometimes.
I watched Savannah's. I saw that. I think I was focused at that moment.
Awesome for Savannah, who follows in footsteps of college athletes, college gymnasts, with her sister being a gymnast at Alaska. And then her mom was a gymnast at Michigan State.
Yeah.
So, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Faith Torres, we've already talked about her. She did bars, beam, and floor. Only got to see beam. Very disappointed, but that's all right. We'll see her eventually on all the events. Megan Bingham, two events for Bowling Green. We got to see her 9725 on balance beam. You can find that on Alumni Monday. Or actually, you can find it on our YouTube channel as well, and the Region 5 podcast YouTube channel if you want to check that out. But 9725. But she also competed on bars, had a little bit of a struggle. But
she jumps over the low bar.
Competed. She does do jump over the low bar. So she will be on Kim's list during this season with her vault over the low bar because, Kim thinks.
That's the best one.
We already talked about Sage Kellerman's vault debut performance. Nikki Smith, vault, uneven bars, and floor. Very nice Yurchenko 1.5 on vault. Uneven bars, same bar routine as she's been doing for years with her Maloney 2 pack and then her nice double layout dismount. Floor.
Holy.
What do you think about her floor?
My note for her floor routine, because let me tell you, my note for her floor routine on, it's like takes up a whole page in my notebook, and the simple note, I don't know what she tumbled, but the whole simple note, all it says is Nikki freaking Smith. Yes. That's all it says. And she's everybody on ESPN and this media, social media, yada, yada, yada. And it's all Nikki Smith all day long. And I think Cole Arts had put on her social media something about, oh, my girl going viral, blah, blah, blah. And I had commented, I was like, there was any doubt.
I have another complaint. I like Nikki's double layout much better than her full in. So, Nikki, you need to change to a double layout. Back to double layout. Mike, she needs to do double layouts. Her double layout is so gorgeous. It's huge. I don't know if you saw any of our footage from nationals, level 10 nationals. The coach is wired with her coach, Nikki. Nicole, I don't know, because her double layout is beautiful. Full in is good, but I like the double layout. So anyway, that's my only, thing for her.
Hold on. Yeah. We have all the coaches on speed dial. Let's give them a call.
Call. Change to double layout. Back to double layout.
Give them a call.
Anyway, but Nikki, congratulations out there. Three events, that's so cool. And competing with your sister, that's even more fun, I'm sure. Balance beam for Sarah Morrow, 9.85. This was a good routine. This is solid because, freshmen, you never know if they're going to get up there and be shaky. Of course, we're talking about Sarah, who owns
Hello.
Balance beam. Eventually, she'll be a 9.95, maybe even a 10. Who knows, because she's just so good. But awesome to see her out there on her best event. I mean, that by far is her best event. She's not bad in the all-around. But her best events, bars.
And I love,
or beam, sorry, balance beam.
I love her backhand spring, gainer full off the side. I love that dismount. I mean, she just has a whole arsenal of balance beam things to choose from. Like, come on. She can connect 1,800 things together. Like, just She can do so much on beam that she will, I can see multiple tens in her college lifetime. So I want her to add floor though eventually, because she's very good on floor too.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's on vault eventually. Oh, yeah. Like we've talked about even in the preview, she has Yurchenko 1.5.
Yeah. So
I could see her making the vault lineup, but they get her out there, get her feet wet, get some experience in competing. And
absolutely.
I believe they're going to that meet that's out west, that there's a bunch of teams competing. And I don't know if it's a podium meet or not, but there's a bunch. A lot of the Super 16 teams are actually even going to be there. It's, I think, in Washington, if I'm not mistaken. So it may not be on podium, but it's something.
Something.
It is on the list. It's a big invitational.
It's somewhere.
We had a few competitors in Division 3 make their debuts, and Kayla Miller and Ashley Phillips are both from Winona State. I have an athlete at Winona State, Kennedy, who's the level Division 3 national vault champion, which is really cool. But they were debuted on two events each, vault and bars for Kayla, and bars and beam for Ashley. So congratulations to them. We keep our eye on Winona. On the Division 3. It's sometimes hard to know, because that 9-4 she got on vault could have been a beautiful routine, but D3 sometimes tends to score a little tougher. So sometimes it doesn't look like it's a great routine, and then we're like, oh, and then we see it and we're like, oh, we could have talked about that. We did talk about a situation last year where a beam routine went like 9-5 and it would have gone like 9-7-5 in the SEC. It was just a solid routine and stuff like that. So, and then Maddie Belmore from Oshkosh. We are actually going to get to see Maddie on the telecast next week, and that'll be fun. But she did vault and balance beam, 9-4-7-5 on beam. It's really cool. It's good for her. Good for her. Good to see her out there. Her sister, of course, was a Michigan State Spartan for 2 years. So, at Missouri, Mackenzie Petroselli, she scored a 10. I'm going to make fun of Kim, because apparently on a website, they had a roster or a score sheet of results that had a bunch of 10s, a bunch of 9-9s, and I get this text from Kim, which is obviously not her fault, but that's what she thought, and I'm like, wow, this meet just flew the roof. Mackenzie competed on vault. Her first college debut went 9-8-2-5. So awesome for Mackenzie.
I clicked on what I thought was a reliable link, okay?
Yes, and she had all 10s and 9-9s. No one in the meet scored under a 9-9. It was awesome.
Like, wow, this meet is incredible. What is happening here? The meet was over, and I clicked, I used a reliable source is what I thought.
I think she told me Mackenzie got a 10 on bars and beam. She didn't even compete on bars and beam. But 9-8-2-5 on vault as your debut. So that's really cool. Great to see. Congratulations. Kiera O'Shea from Northern got to compete on vault. I think she had some struggles because Kiera's vault is actually very nice. Her Yurchenko full is quite big. She's from here in Illinois. And look forward to more from Northern and her vaulting, because I'm sure she can vault a lot better. Well, I know she can vault a lot better than what she did at this meet this weekend. But, hey, got your debut out there, and now you're ready to continue killing it as the season goes on. Isabella Ravelli, I'm not very good with names, from Bowling Green State University. 9-7-7-5 on bars at the Bowling Green NIU meet. Her first performance. Mila Bruch from Denver got her debut performance out there with a vault of 9.75. That's a freshman score. That will go higher as the season progresses, because Mila's vault is enormous. And I'm sure that, I didn't get to see it, but I'm sure that, you have those freshman nerves. You may not be as fast or aggressive or as big as normal, but that score will go up, and Mila's vaults will take air, I'm sure, soon enough, because she's a huge vaulter. We have a gymnast at Simpson, Bailey Tesson. She got to compete in three events for them, vault, balance beam, which she did 9.65, and floor, and 9.5. So, again, we didn't see that competition, but that's awesome to see Bailey out there competing for Simpson, the new program this season. Megan Brusick from Yale, vault 9.125. I probably opened early and fell down because she has a beautiful handspring front pike. Or she's twisting and tried twisting. I'd like to see that. I got to check that out and do some research on that because she is a beautiful vault. And I'd like to know what vault she actually competed for a 9125 because, you know, she's big on vault. So she may have, you know, had a problem there. But look forward to more from Megan. And then Lauren Holt, also from Yale, a freshman, 9525 on floor in her debut performance. So awesome to see just, you know, when they get out there, their first performances, because they've been trying to be recruited for so many years, and to get out there, represent their universities, it's always cool to see the freshman debuts.
And also, we did have Erin Williams, who's at Georgia. She's our Region 5 transplant. You know, she went to Region 8 for her senior year, but she debuted on floor for Georgia at the Super 16. Nice, clean floor routine, 9.7. So I just want to make mention of her nice double pike to open. But cute floor routine, fun floor routine, nice face, shoals, all that. So just want to make mention of her because, you know, I do want to keep an eye on her since she is from Michigan. So
in this 2023 season of our podcast, we have a little special feature. Just a shout out to something that we liked about an athlete. It has nothing to do with the actual gymnastics that they do. Something like, you know, Kim, maybe a hairstyle.
Okay, because like Nia Smith, like her hair, how her hair was on her head, how her face, how her like, oh my God, it looked so good. Her little like, I don't even know what you, like her wispies, how she had...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
How she had them laid and how she had it, like, just perfectly coiffed and, like, designed. Oh, my God, it was on point. Nia Smith, your hair was on point. Like, it was perfect. And it was, like, shaped and, like, designed. It looked, like, tattooed on her forehead. It was so, like, great. It was, like, pshaw. I loved it. It was, like, perfect. Nia Smith, your hair was on point.
So, shout out to Nia for the perfection in hairstyle choice in week one. One more place that we profile our athletes, our alums, each week would be an Alumni Monday, and that's found on our website at region5gyminsider.com. Each week, we feature about 10 routines that might not have made our podcast, or you may have not seen, but deserve to be recognized. You can check out those alumni routines, like the beautiful vault of Suki Pfister. We talked about Sage's hamstring front pike calf. Suki, same thing. Huge front pike calf this week down in Florida. The debut beam routine from Sarah Morrow. We talked about it. You may watch it. Big double tuck last pass from Madison Green from SEMO. Huge double back. Absolutely gorgeous double back. And more. Lots of routines up there. I think I have about 22 routines on our YouTube channel right now. And there will be a link in if you go check out the Alumni Monday. So check out Alumni Monday each week before you listen to us break down the week's action. We wanted to remind you of the two ways you can follow along with our alums all season. Besides listening to our podcast, you can check out our new Instagram page, which now it's not new because it's a year old, at r5collegesalute_podcast, and give it a follow. We'll be posting highlight routine parts each week, segments, audio clips. This is where we post our podcasts, recaps, whatever, some top stories. We also have the YouTube channel, which is strictly for our podcast, and that's where I get and collect all the videos that our college coaches and the athletes send us to be able to put up, so we're not taking it illegally from a broadcast on YouTube. You know, that's our advantage, having, you know, knowing the coaches and the athletes like we do. We are able to get the videos, so that's exciting. We have about 22 up from week one. That's the Region 5 College Salute podcast on YouTube. And again, you can find videos and highlights each week from the NCAA season. So check out r5collegesalute_podcast on Instagram and our YouTube channel, and subscribe to those for more coverage of our athletes, our Region 5 alums. As we wrap up our podcast for week one, we have our Built Bar Best 5 of the Week, as we always do. Built Bar is raising the bar on chocolate. Low in calories, high in protein. They are protein bars done right. You got to try these. Go to builtbar.com. or built.com and get 10% off your order every time with code R5INSIDER. Again, 10% off with R5INSIDER. All right, Kim, best handstand of the week on bars? That would be?
Jory Jackard, of course.
absolutely gorgeous handstand. She struggled a little bit on the low bar. We're just not even going to worry about that because the handstand was absolutely gorgeous on the high bar. She has a beautiful handstand line. Jory, you are our handstand for week one. Best performance. We've already talked about it.
Claire, of course, like any doubt there.
She represents the state of Ohio.
There you go.
Best stick for this week, and we named three vaulters. Linda Zavat, beautiful Souk Full. Sierra Brooks, we've already mentioned her Yurchinka 1.5. And on Alumni Monday, you can catch the beautiful tucked cause with a half turn of Cassie St. Clair from Western Michigan. Awesome vault. She struggled a little bit last year occasionally with landings, not in her first week in her sophomore year. Perfect cause half on vault. Absolutely beautiful. Best routine celebration?
Linda Zavat after her vault where she nearly fell off the podium.
Running down, arms flaring, excited about her vault, hitting, high-fiving, and then almost fell off the dang podium. So let's not get injured, Linda, in our celebrations. We don't like to have injury celebrations. And then, unfortunately, week one, we're a little lacking in our best college salute. Region 5 alums, can you do a little bit better job? We need Central Michigan competes next weekend. So, Adriana, we need you, please. We need even Hannah. Hannah's good. But, Adriana, we need your college salute so we can have one on our list. Andy, I guess we could name it, but we always name Andy. So, we're giving Helen Hugh the effort after her beam routine. I think she was going for it. It caused her to step back a little bit. That's probably her 9.95, and salute the judge. So we'll give you credit. We'll give you effort.
And if you need to know what we're looking for in a proper college salute, it's right here. It's our little logo. Please put your ponytail on your butt, near your butt, or somewhere in that direction. That is what we're looking for. If you need more reference, please Google Emily Gaskins. She will show you in any routine video you need to see. Or Andy Lee, because that's probably the most perfect interpretation of Andy Lee right there.
Oh, Helen Hugh, we appreciate the effort. You can have our college salute of the week.
We know you enjoy our podcast and want more people to find out how awesome it is. So please rate and review us on Apple and Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to the R5 Insider Podcast. We will be using the R5 College Salute Instagram and YouTube channel a lot during the season. So remember to follow us at R5 College Salute _ podcast on Instagram and YouTube for special podcast segments and to keep up with all our R5 alums during their college salutes all season long. Thanks again to all of our sponsors and subscribers. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on in Region 5.
Thanks again for joining us on our salute to the first week of the 2023 NCAA season. Kim and I will be in Cincinnati this coming weekend covering the Cincinnati Coaches Spectacular Meet, and we will have a short report on our next podcast of how our Level 10s are looking going into the season. And of course, all the highlights from action in week two of the NCAA. We will talk to you next week for more spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 alums. Follow, like, and subscribe. Peace out, Region 5.
Five.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.